Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There's a lot of buzz these days about cryptocurrencies, a sort of private sector digital version of money that's protected from theft by cryptography and counted through blockchain technology, which creates a multitude of digital ledgers on computers scattered far and wide. In addition to being used to buy things, cryptocurrencies can be bought or sold by investors. In April of 2021, according to CNBC, the global market for cryptocurrencies grew to over $2 trillion for the first time ever, with Bitcoin, the biggest digital asset, accounting for more than half of that value. But scientists and others worry that Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies might pose a danger to the planet. And that's because their blockchains require computers all over the planet to solve complex equations in order to verify transactions. Using your computer to help pull this off is called mining, and it can be lucrative because the people who do it earn cryptocurrency as a reward. The problem, critics say, is that all of those calculations needed to solve the equations cumulatively consume large amounts of electricity. Bitcoin already uses 149.63 terawatt hours a year, more than entire countries such as Malaysia and Sweden, according to the Cambridge Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates recently told journalist Andrew Ross Sorkin that Bitcoin, quote, uses more energy per transaction than any other method known to mankind. It's difficult to determine exactly how much of that electricity is generated by burning coal and gas, whose emissions contribute to climate change. But since nearly two-thirds of the world's total electricity is produced by energy plants that use fossil fuels, it's not hard to imagine that some cryptocurrencies increasingly could contribute to climate change. A study published in the journal Nature Climate in 2018 concluded that the growth of Bitcoin could produce enough emissions by itself to raise global temperatures by about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2 degrees Celsius, as soon as 2033, though other researchers have argued that this projection overestimates the problem. And while any contribution toward climate change sounds scary, even that study's lead author, Camilo Mora, seems hopeful that the problem of cryptocurrency's energy consumption can be remedied before things get to that point. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Mora, who's an associate professor in the Department of Geography and Environment at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He said, "Cryptocurrencies are here to stay. This is a technology that provides several benefits, and there is clearly a huge public appetite for it. As a scientist studying this, one obviously gets very concerned over the environmental impact of technologies that are not ready for showtime. However, I am positive that just as other technologies, there is room for positive change." Mora thinks that like other technologies, cryptocurrencies will evolve. It wasn't that long ago that cell phones, for example, were bulky, expensive bricks instead of the affordable gadgets that we slip into our pockets every day. Mora cites several emerging cryptocurrencies, including Stellar and Tron, that he says have less environmental impact than Bitcoin. And he believes that, in general, they'll all have smaller ecological footprints in the future. Some new cryptocurrencies strive to consume less energy by employing alternative methods, such as proof of stake, which allows a miner to validate transactions on the blockchain based upon the number of coins that the miner holds, instead of by solving an equation. Another potential solution is to transition cryptocurrency networks away from energy sources that contribute to climate change. As the Cambridge Index website notes, alternative energy sources such as solar and wind already produce enough energy to power the entire Bitcoin network 9 times over. To that end, 35 companies and individuals who are involved in cryptocurrency, finance, energy, and prominent non-governmental organizations have formed the Crypto Climate Accord, or CCA, which aims to make the cryptocurrency industry's energy consumption 100% renewable by 2025. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Doug Miller. He's the global markets lead for Accord participant EnergyWeb, a global nonprofit that develops and distributes open-source software for energy companies that supports the use of clean energy, the tracing of carbon emissions, and integration of distributed energy resources, such as home rooftop solar panels. He said, "We are tackling this by developing various open source solutions that make it easier for crypto mining facilities, exchanges, and investors and holders to procure renewables based on the measured or estimated energy use associated with their crypto-related activities." He pointed out that there is variation in the energy consumption of different cryptocurrency blockchain systems, and that not all of them are as energy-intensive as Bitcoin. He said, "Nevertheless, the CCA isn't entering conversations around promoting one consensus protocol over another, since we're focused on decarbonizing the entire sector as fast as possible. The central aim of the CCA is to turn all crypto-related energy use into a source of new renewable energy demand, so we can accelerate investments in additional renewable energy facilities. In other words, we see the crypto sector as an important and emerging renewable energy buyer class." Miller continued, "We also plan to gather input from various stakeholders and researchers to provide guidance around whether and how additional measures should be implemented so that the sector can fully decarbonize, and provide an example for other industries to follow." Also, on a side note, Elon Musk announced on May 12th of 2021 that Tesla is no longer accepting Bitcoin until he's sure it can be produced sustainably. But to keep cryptocurrency networks' energy use in perspective, it's important to realize that those often plugged in but often inactive electronic gadgets and appliances in our homes are even more voracious users of electricity. The Cambridge Index's website estimates that the electricity consumption of such vampire devices over the course of a year is enough to power the global Bitcoin network for 1.9 years. Today's episode is based on the article, "Cryptocurrency Has a Huge Negative Impact on Climate Change," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you, just as you are.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox